Hello. Today is Friday, March 7th, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the February 2008 U.S. employment situation that was, how do I say this? No amount of lipstick will dress up this pig of an employment report. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, did offer one possible bright spot and reports the unemployment rate incrementally dropped to 4.8% in February. It was 4.9% in January. That 4.8% unemployment rate was the result of 195,000 fewer people unemployed, a civilian labor force that shrank by almost 500,000, but only about 250,000 fewer people employed in February. About 644,000 more people were not in the labor force, for a total of around 79.5 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 63,000, brought down by weak job growth in the service-providing sector, along with a familiar development, declines in the goods-producing sector. Manufacturing jobs continue to disappear from the nation's factories with a 52,000 job loss, while construction suffered with a loss of 39,000 jobs that was across all major subsectors. But natural resources and mining, in its ongoing search for more energy, continue to unearth more jobs with a gain of 2,000 jobs in February. The service-providing sector saw anemic job growth of 26,000 last month. The retail trade sector gave out 34,100 pink slips in February, which included a loss of 6,800 jobs in building material and garden supply stores, no doubt a manifestation of the weak housing sector. Professional and business services also declined in February with a loss of 20,000, brought down by a big loss in temporary help services. More on that in a moment. Education and health services was another bright spot in this dreary employment report. Although educational services dismissed 6,800 workers, healthcare and social assistance added 37,000 jobs, with hospitals checking in 16,500 new positions. Leisure and hospitality, perhaps boosted by an influx of foreign tourists as the result of a weak dollar, welcomed in 21,000 new jobs last month, with 15,600 of them in accommodation and food services. The government added 38,000 jobs in February. Local governments added 20,000 jobs, while state governments brought in 10,000 more people, and federal employers added 8,000 jobs. The news continued to be very bad for temporary help services. In February, temporary help services employment was 2,539,900, and that was down 27,600, or 1.1% from the previous month, and down 3.9% from February 2007. Temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.84% of all jobs in February. The last time it was down to this level was more than 3 years ago, in December 2004. 2 months ago, I signed off saying, "There is likely more bad economic and employment news to come in 2008. I'm really sorry I was correct. Despite the poor jobs reports, the unemployment rate actually improved, and this begs the question, will the demographics of the population continue to shift so dramatically that the labor force shrinks at a faster rate than employment declines? This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.